quite amazing that after Jesus teaches us how to pray, he focuses in on forgiveness. If you forgive men their transgressions, your Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. It's interesting. It's not that God can't forgive us. We know that. But there's something about unforgiveness and resentment that really prevents God's grace from working in us. I'm amazed. Some of you know Father Brian Gross. He's been doing healing services throughout the diocese over these last several years, and we were speaking about it one day, and he said, it's amazing how many times someone will experience healing only after he's asked them, is there something or someone you need to forgive? And once they've made that act of forgiveness, the healing grace will come to them. And so it's a great question for us this morning. Is there someone we need to forgive? Is there something we need to forgive? And because we're not God, we're probably going to have to make that act again and again, because the resentment or the anger will come back, and then we'll have to forgive again. Jesus, I forgive them. Jesus, please forgive them. And then 5 hours later, it will come back. Jesus, please forgive them. But we build up this habit of forgiveness so that we can receive the Lord's forgiveness, so that we can find peace, so that his grace can work in us, and so that we can imitate the Lord in that way and truly call him Father.